back. So I was told the other day by one of our newest listeners that we need some intro music. I told him we need intro and outro.
Yep.
Both would be nice. I do know a couple people who are very musically talented. As in, they're in their own band. They actually ended up on the radio not too long ago.
Nice.
Maybe I can get them to throw us down.
Come up with something.
Yeah, man. Like some Wayne's World shit.
Well, we're burying the lead. Happy birthday.
Yeah, man.
When'd you turn?
41. Ooh. Well, technically I turned 41 on Tuesday. But no, I turned 41 this year. It's just another trip around the sun.
Map. I'm right there with you.
Yeah. Went down to the Domain, got trashed.
Love the Domain.
Amber hates it.
Really?
Yeah. She can't stand it.
Doesn't like that all about?
I don't know. It's a clusterfuck of shit. Usually. Like every time you go down there, traffic.
It's kind of a pain in the ass to get to, but yeah. I mean, dude, once you're there, you've got everything right there.
Yeah, but it's getting in and out. And
Yeah, getting in and out's not fun.
And then all the people that are in the Domain.
There's it's a, good it's, food, though.
They're a special breed of people.
Well, yeah.
99.9% California.
Yes. Yep.
All wearing 2 to 3 masks.
Really?
Outside.
Well, that's just retarded.
Walking, you know, by themselves.
I'm still going to wear a mask until I get vaccinated. I just don't need any part of it.
Here's the thing, man. I figure the Marine Corps freaking injected me with enough shit without adding to it. And I'm also pretty sure that all the shit they injected us with in the military, I'm pretty sure I'm immune to COVID. I don't know very many, if any, military people who have gotten COVID.
I just personally. Try to drink enough to kill anything.
Yeah. I mean, I know about the one Navy boat.
Drink with wink. I mean, come on.
The one Navy ship that got infected, but that was piss poor, horribly fucking handled. But let's be honest, though. If you've ever been on a Navy ship and you're
already mishandled to begin with.
Yeah, you're in coffin racks. You're in berthing, you have no privacy. Everybody's touching everything. You
have to wear a seatbelt to go to sleep.
Yeah, you're not. There's no way to get 6 feet away from anybody on a ship.
No, God, no.
Ever.
Fuck no. That's not possible.
No. I mean, the only places that you can do that, that's where.
That is literally not possible.
The only places that it is possible, that's where the first class petty officers are using, you know, to get their BJs in the back room so the
right.
The one chick can get promoted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
It really does. I mean, it's crazy. Like I said, I used to joke because when I was on the Navy ship, like I was the only one, too, on top of this. So I had the ComSec room, which is where we go and we upload the keys for the aircraft for the day.
Right.
I'm the only one that has a combination to the lock, and I'm the only one that has the security clearance and the need to know to be in there. So if I wanted to take somebody in there with me.
Nobody'd ever know.
The captain of the boat can't even go in there. Because you might have security clearance, but you don't have the need to know, so get the fuck out. It's that two-headed freaking dragon right there. Because, I mean, I've walked into many of places, and they'll be like, you ain't got security clearance to be in here. Well, I got top secret security clearance, but I don't have the need to know. So if you have something that's out, you need to put it the fuck away while I'm here.
I never had top secret. I had secret.
That's
I had the next level secret because I was dealing with radio communication and stuff like that.
Yeah, so you still had the FBI agents go through
all your shit. Right.
I've told that story on here, I think, before. Because I didn't know. They don't tell you that, you know, the FBI is going to go check out all your shit. You have to list every address you've ever lived at, ever.
It's such a pain in the ass.
Ever.
You know how hard that is? This is before the age of computerization, right? So this is all...
Dude, do you know how hard that was when I was
back in the day when you had to remember phone numbers? It wasn't stored in your phone?
Do you remember me applying at Motorola and they asked for my address for the last however many years? And I just looked at the lady like, Jesus, if I can come up with the apartment complex name? Would that work? And she's like, I got a phone book. I'm like, sweetie, all of those
back
addresses.
Back when phone books were big.
All of the addresses were in different states. I'm like, Jesus.
Remember when the new phone book showed up? I'm like, Jesus Christ, I got a stack of phone books over here. What the hell you want me to do with all these phone books?
Yep.
You know, I'll still say this. The second that the green whatever, once I'll know that they're serious, when shit stops showing up in my fucking mailbox.
Your mailbox.
Thank you.
That's all a ploy just to keep the Postal Service working, employed.
And printing companies.
And printing companies, yeah.
Get rid of the freaking phone books. Get rid of all the junk mail that shows up in my mailbox that I don't want. That's when I'll know you were serious. But yeah, even for me, though, when I was a kid, I lived in the same town. Now, given I had my mom and my dad, so they divorced when I was 2. I was real young.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, so what addresses do y'all want? And they're like, both of them. And I'm like, can I give you just...
Good Lord!
I mean, am I good with giving you the street? And they're like, the FBI was honest. I didn't know that it was FBI, but apparently, no, they're fine. Just give me the street. That's cool. I didn't actually have to have the numbers.
That's why I think it's complete BS.
Here's the hard part. Here's the hard part. You had to remember and name 3 people that knew you while you lived at that address.
Oh, my God.
I'm, like, trying to freaking think of, like, school teachers and, you know, friends and friends' dads and parents and shit. So my best friend at the time, or when I was growing up, Brad, his dad calls me up out of the blue. He called my mom, got my cell phone number, called me. It's like 4 in the afternoon, 5 in the afternoon. But this was back, free nights and weekends don't start till 7.
Right.
So I'm going to need
you. Text messages were 10, 15 cents a piece.
Right. I'm going to need you to hold on a minute. But no, I ended up calling him back at 7 o'clock, and he was like, hey, son, this is Ray. And I was like, hey, Dad, what's up? And he's like, the next time the FBI comes to my house, you think you can give me a heads up? And I was like, dude, what? He goes, yeah, I was outside working on my car. All of a sudden, I got 2 suits standing in my driveway asking me questions.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
all about Mr. Winkles. And I was like, well, what the fuck is going on? So come to find out, they legitimately do go check on these things. It's not like the background check that you get for a gun where they go, he ain't got no felonies. We're fine.
Yeah.
You know, they actually know shit, go and check all these things. But what's really funny, if you fast forward to, I don't know, 10 years, Casey was living with me in Tyler, Texas, or no, Shreveport. We were at one of them. But whatever, so he goes...
Well, there's a difference between Shreveport and Tyler.
A couple of hours.
Yeah.
But he went to go get his passport, and all he had was a copy of his birth certificate. He didn't actually have his birth certificate.
Back in the day, if you had your birth certificate, you had to have your birth certificate to get into whatever military you're going into.
Mm-hmm.
The minute you got in, they certified that to be a true copy. And that would suffice for every damn agency you had to go to.
And that's what's really jacked up is so Texas won't take that. So
that's retarded. That's
I had that.
Legitimately, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my goddamn life.
Yeah. But they wouldn't take that shit. But Casey, he goes to get his passport.
You have to have a birth certificate to get a passport?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And you have to have your actual birth certificate. It's not, they will not accept a copy.
Oh.
Casey had a top secret security clearance like me. Because me and him worked in the same shop.
Right.
He goes in and the lady's like, I'll try it, sweetie, but you know. Yeah, I mean, just a nice southern woman. She's like, but normally they don't expect it to go through. They'll probably kick it back because they want an actual birth certificate. And she's like, ma'am, I currently hold still at this moment a top secret security clearance. Pretty sure it'll go through. No shit. He had his passport in like 4 days. And I'm like, they know everything.
We both need to do that. We need to get our passports.
No. Hold off.
No.
Do you plan on going out of the country, like, now?
No.
No.
Hold off.
Why?
Because the real ID, I think, honestly, is going to end up replacing it.
Oh, really? Yeah, I know. God, I am so out of the loop. What in the fuck is the real ID?
So, you need to get it, like, this year if you don't already have it. So, on your Texas driver's license, you'll have a yellow star in the top right corner. So the real ID basically says you are a U.S. citizen, and they give you like the little gold star, and come October, you can't fly unless you have a real ID.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you'll be restricted on flights.
What?
It was supposed to take effect October of last year, but COVID, and so since COVID hit, they postponed it a year, but I'm pretty sure it's October of this year now. So if you don't have the real ID, you won't be able to fly.
How do you get the real ID?
Just go to the DMV with your birth certificate or a passport.
I've got a gold star.
Then you have a real ID.
That makes me want to go look.
I'm looking right now. I've got, well, it's a white star surrounded by gold circle.
Yeah, yeah. That's the real ID. Then you're good. So in order to get that driver's license, you either had to take your birth certificate or have a passport.
Nope.
Because I couldn't even renew mine online thing. This year.
See that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So y'all got it.
Y'all are good then.
I took none of that. I think I just had to have a Social Security card.
Social Security card would probably work too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a my Social Security is right underneath my driver's license.
So you probably got lucky because I didn't have any of that shit. I was like, I can give you my Social Security number. No, that
won't work. I got an actual card. It's the actual card.
No, here's what's jacked up. Oh, I don't have the actual card. I don't think I ever have.
Oh,
but here's what's jacked up is they were like, no.
I think that suffices for a birth certificate. If you have an actual Social Security card.
Maybe.
Not necessarily.
Plus a picture ID. I'm pretty sure that covers everything. I think that's probably how I got this.
I think you can get a Social Security number. Well, no, you have to have citizenship in order to get it.
Yes, you
do. No, I mean, I have an actual card, a Social Security card, a paper card.
Yeah, I have the paper card, too, and I laminated it. It's somewhere.
I need to laminate. That's a great idea, laminate it. Fuck. How do you get things laminated nowadays?
Used to, you just go to a freaking photo place. But
like Office Depot? Is Office Depot still around?
You could probably get it done at, like, Walgreens.
No.
Yeah, like any place that develops photos, that used to be like any place that developed photos, you could take stuff there and get it laminated. Probably. But I'm sure Office Depot probably does.
FedEx place.
You know, yeah. I'm putting FedEx this out printing. On a podcast. It's probably not a smart idea to have my actual Social Security card in my wallet.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Because I'm a dumbass. You know, it happens.
I mean, but it's just your Social
I'm
Security.
I'm nearly
number.
Positive that's how I got this driver's license was having.
Well, we had to bring all kinds of crap when we came back from Arizona just to get the damn Texas license.
Oh, it's so jacked up. But here's the thing, though. Like, when I went to go get mine, I didn't realize that I actually had to take a birth certificate, right? So I have all my VA shit with me because now...
I think there's multiple options. It's not just a birth certificate.
I had to have my birth certificate or a freaking passport. One of the two. They would not accept anything else because when I took my VA paperwork with me, because now in Texas you can get your disabled veterans, you can select your branch if you want, all this stuff, but you have to be able to prove your disability, right? So I took my disability letter from the VA, which has my Social Security number on it, which actually shows that I was honorably discharged from the United States Marine Corps, which technically you don't have to have a birth certificate nor be a U.S. citizen to join any branch of the military. You can actually do that as an illegal alien if you really want to.
I thought that was back in the day. I didn't think that was true anymore.
When I was in 2001, I helped three of my guys actually get citizenship in the United States.
Get the fuck out of here, yeah. Really. Well, wow. Yeah, but that's 20 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know about right now, but 20 years ago. But they didn't change those
rules.
It was
20 years ago.
The United States, if they could get somebody to go die for this country, they're going to go get them, whether they're legal or not. They don't care.
Right.
You think those congressmen...
Well, that's how you fast-track yourself into this country.
But you actually, honestly, it's not a fast track.
Really?
Yeah, really. I mean, you're not on any type of express approval whatsoever. Not, no. And you get no special treatment either. Like, you still got to take all the same tests and do all the shit. The difference is when you go take the test, if you've been here and you've been in the military, you have enough of the history classes going through boot camp that you
can't tell me that doesn't favor you. Mm-mm. It's still going to favor you.
Well, it's going to favor you. I mean, you're not going to get denied citizenship if you serve 4 honorable years plus in the military. That's not going to change anything. But they don't put you on any type of expressway to citizenship. Yeah, my wife is
night night.
She's being a hermit.
Well, she's pregnant tired. She's growing my fetus.
I don't think she's along enough to start claiming this crap.
I mean, if you want to go argue with a pregnant woman.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that.
I wouldn't suggest.
Because I don't have to sit here and deal with it afterwards, so it'd be great for me.
I'm going to have to cut you now. I'll deal with the pregnant lady. You go to the ER.
Yeah.
I would not recommend. Nope.
No.
No.
She sends me updates all the time. Like, the other day, it was the size of a pomegranate.
I'm like, dude, until you've got a bowling ball in there, what the fuck are we talking about? I mean,
well,
come on.
At this point, it is a baby. It's growing. It's healthy. So
yeah.
We're shooting for 10 fingers, 10 toes.
That's what matters.
Oh, clearly.
Yeah. We'll see. Well, technically, she was.
You talk about milking it. Oh, my God.
No, technically,
she's a soccer player who's just got touched by somebody who's now flailing like he got decapitated.
I wouldn't go that far. But no,
it's pretty close.
If you go technically, and squirt out a kid or have one growing in you, you're going to be tired.
She's at the point, though. She's at the point, Corey, where you could do a 3D sonogram.
Oh, nice.
And tell the gender.
Oh, sweet.
So, I mean, it's big enough to where you can physically do that. So, I mean,
they have 3D sonograms?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't know this?
No, fuck no.
Yeah. Yeah. They make that shit really weird.
It's creepy looking.
Really?
But
it's a baby alien.
Oh, my God. I would want no part of that.
Hey, Faith had her baby.
Oh, how'd that go? That was was Friday.
Yeah, that didn't go very
well. Aww.
She got a C-section. Well, so baby's healthy. She's fine.
Okay. We were at the bar when that started, where somebody's like, hey, she's having a baby.
Are we talking about the little blonde spinner?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
She had to go have a C-section on Friday night.
Yeah. I think she was trying to probably have it naturally, but
not
the girl's
a chance.
As big as my pinky. There's no way that she's squeezing
thimble.
That baby up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you see the size of her belly? There's no way. You'd have to break both her hips to get that thing up.
Yeah.
So
I haven't seen her in months, and she was huge the last time. I'm like, oh, sweetie, you're not having that naturally.
No, she was pregnant with herself.
Yes, yeah.
The baby's just as big as she was.
The baby weighed as much as she did. I mean, there's no way.
Baby was like 8 pounds.
Oh, my God.
8 or 9 pounds. It was a big baby.
Oh, Jesus.
My God. Yeah. Dude, she was like 75 pounds. What are you talking about? She was an itty bitty. She was a thimble.
She was probably 95 pounds.
Yeah,
I would
she
guess.
Probably weighed about what I do, and she's shorter than me.
She's 4'8", maybe 5'2",
oh
tops.
She ain't 5'2", because she's shorter than me, and I'm 5'2".
Well, is everybody okay?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Okay.
Everybody's healthy. We're all good. Or they're all good. Ain't no we in that situation.
Yeah. I'm just asking. I know who we're talking about. I just don't know her well.
Oh, no. She's thinking she's going to be back to work like 2 weeks after having that child. And I'm like, you probably
not
need
after
to re-
major surgery. You're not going to be able to drive.
No, C-section ain't even major surgery.
Not anymore.
Anymore.
They've
bullshit.
Got that
you
down.
You can't even drive.
They've got down so much from what our parents
dude,
had.
Dude, you're
crap.
Going through muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matter.
But
don't matter.
It ain't like it
no
used
way.
To be.
Here's the baby. Clink, 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 clink,
no,
clink,
no,
clink, clink,
there's
clink,
no way.
It ain't scars like this anymore.
No.
It's scar like that.
It's that's not the scar I'm talking about. It's the muscle you're cutting.
Well, that's what
abdomen.
We're saying.
I get it.
You're
not
you're not
cutting.
Laying the whole abdomen open anymore. It's just like, here's this hole. Pull the baby out.
They don't do it like they used to. It's a lot more impressive.
I don't believe that at all.
We need to have, we'll get a doctor on here. How
I
about
don't,
that?
I don't need to
hey,
see
is there
that.
Any doctors out there that
no
listen to us and
want
to be able to come, no, just come on and talk about it. You know, how things have changed since, you know, Corey Meter with a meat cleaver going in there all haphazardly and stabbing bitches in the neck. And, oh, I'm sorry. I thought the baby
well,
was up
happens.
There.
I don't know nothing about that boosh. Nope. Nothing.
And I will hope to never have to.
How far along are you guys?
13 weeks? 14 weeks? 17 weeks?
Yeah, I was going to say it's more than 14.
Man, here's the thing. I don't even know how old my dog is. And y'all are asking me dates and shit.
I don't even know what a trimester is. How many trimesters are we now?
There's three trimesters, thus the tri.
Is that 12 weeks each?
Yes. It's basically 3 months each.
So you're in your second trimester.
Yep.
The early part of the second trimester.
5 weeks into the second trimester.
Oh, gee. That's a lot of math.
Yeah.
It's a lot of math.
Do I need to get you an abacus?
Yes, please. Dude, I can't figure out how to make my goddamn notifications from my calendar transfer on my phone. You want me to do math?
Speaking of math, so this guy I work with, his name's He. H-Y. It's pronounced He. Asian guy.
Well, clearly.
Fucking hilarious.
Clearly.
Love this guy. He's fucking hilarious. He's born and raised in the United States, and he's like, I can't even do an Asian accent. He goes, I could do a Russian one because, you know, all the Call of Duty games I always play, there's always some Russian guy. You know, he goes, but I suck. Nice. I can't even do an Asian accent, and I'm Asian. But no, he's fucking hilarious. So he's taking on like this whole new role at work, and he essentially stepped in behind a pretty high up guy. They're not giving him a promotion. They're not changing his title. They just go do this.
Here's some more work. Just do more work.
You're Asian. You can do this. Go do it.
Here's the fucking hilarious part of all of this, and the reason I started down this. We're sitting in a meeting and we're trying to figure out what the sprint velocity is for the team. So you have all these people, they have a certain amount of numbers or a certain amount of story points that they can complete in this 2-week period, right? But we have a certain amount of time that's kind of knocked off the top for other meetings and other shit that we have to do. We have another guy on the team, Jinhua.
Spell it.
J-I-N-H-O-U or H-U-O.
Good luck.
He's Asian.
Clearly.
And if he could speak.
Hard to figure out.
If he could speak with an English accent, that'd be fucking great. His accent is so thick and it's so heavy, and I have such a hard time trying to understand him. Like, I mean, if I could speak Mandarin fluently, me and that dude would just. But he's also got.
How do you know it's Mandarin?
Well, Mandarin is the main language
of
Japan, China. They all speak Mandarin. They also speak. There's like 3 or 4 different languages, but Mandarin is always in the mix somewhere. Like Singapore, you get Mandarin, which is the happy funny one.
Japan does not speak Mandarin.
Yeah, they do. No, they don't. They also speak freaking what's the one that they sound like they're angry?
A Japanese guy cannot understand a Chinese guy. I will tell you that right now.
That's like saying a Puerto Rican doesn't understand a Mexican. They all speak.
No, they don't. It's different dialects. That's
there's different dialects and there's different languages, but Mandarin is one of the mainstays.
A Japanese guy cannot understand a Chinese guy. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Okay.
Just let you know.
I'm going to have to agree with him, where he's going to keep going.
Yes, because we're going down a very racist path right
now.
It's
not racist.
It's absolutely racist.
It's not fucking racist.
It's absolutely racist.
We're talking about languages. We're talking about languages.
Yes.
I know a fucking Colombian that speaks fucking Mandarin, and he also speaks Dutch, and he also speaks Spanish, and he speaks English.
That's fine.
So are you saying that it's racist?
If you think that Japanese people can speak Mandarin, you're...
They speak Mandarin.
No, they don't.
What do they speak? Japanese?
We need our fact checker.
For the love of all that's holy, please.
I think you would probably be more accurate saying that.
I don't want to speak on this because I'm not the authority of it, but I
think you would probably be more accurate saying that a Chinese person doesn't speak Mandarin.
Oh my God, you are so wrong on this. It's painful. I am not. No, I am. This is Butcher saying I'm not having no part of this conversation, bro. Well, I don't want no part of this conversation, bro.
All you got to do is go to Google, go common language.
Welcome to Texas. So anybody listening out there, this is what happens when you're in Texas. Stuff like this.
What are you talking about?
As everybody's trying to figure out the answers.
Oh, no. Most widely spoken language in Japan is Japanese, which is separated into several dialects, with Tokyo dialect considered standard Japanese.
Yep.
In addition to Japanese language, Ryu... Yeah, I'm not even going to try that.
Yeah, I know. So
that's
now,
spoken in Okinawa.
So the difference is, so Chinese people speak Mandarin. You're...
Okay.
I'm saying on that. I'm pretty sure on that. I'm not the authority on it, but I'm willing to say yes. But a Japanese person cannot understand a Chinese person, is what I'm saying. Japan does not speak Mandarin. Totally different. It's a totally different language. Like, completely different.
Okay.
Like, completely different. Like, it's not even close. That's why it's such a hard language to learn, is that you have to... Everything is completely different.
Am I crazy or did a light just come on?
He turned a light on.
Okay. So it...
Okay. Did I do that? Dude, this house has ghosts. It's a ghost house.
I was like,
did somebody live here before you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Indian guy. That is kind of no. I don't have a clapper.
For sure,
it's not a clapper.
Sorry, it's a good joke.
Yeah.
Are you reading up on your?
Oh, I was just looking
on your languages.
So you say now you don't need a clapper.
No, because I want
you
the other
a smart
one.
House, and all you have to do is go on your phone and turn the light on, turn the light off.
No, because I turned that light on last night. Or the night before, and it didn't come on. And I was just like, fuck it.
Ah.
Went to sleep. And it's just kind of funny that it just randomly decided to turn on. And now who's being fucking racist?
That's what I'm trying to put all together. Come on.
Really?
Hey, remember?
I'm just trying to pull it all together.
Remember our friends in Arizona where the hot and the cold water was backwards?
Yeah. Dude, we have a light switch in our own closet where you can flip the light switch on, count 1/1,000, and then the light comes on.
Yeah.
That's a legitimate deal.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Same reason one of them caught fire, and yet we still live there.
It's Mexican lighting. I'm just telling you. I'm letting you know.
It's 1980s wiring.
It's Mexican, Mexican electrical stuff. That's how that works. Just telling you right now.
It's wiring that's as old as kids that can buy beer.
I just blame that shit on D.R. Horton.
good call.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's not the bad one. Come on. Is that the bad one?
The bad one what?
D.R. Horton, the builders. I thought somebody else. It was a...
My house is a D.R. Horton home.
No, it's not D.R. Horton. It's somebody else.
But I will say this. Like, KB? So much shit.
KB.
Oh, KB Homes?
Oh, KB Homes, bro. Good luck with that.
They got
hope that works out for you.
They had a lot of protests.
That's a problem.
D.R. Horton, though, I'm pretty sure they went and found some dude that has never actually seen a drill nor a Phillips head screwdriver to work on this home, and they built it. Like,
have you
ever
done construction?
Absolute fucking ass.
Ever done construction?
Well, I mean, professionally?
Yeah.
No. Well, I mean... No, professionally, I haven't. I have built homes before, yes, but I've never been paid to build homes. I did homes for Habitat for 3 years in California.
Habitat for Humanity?
Yeah.
Oh, that's outstanding. That's cool as shit. We should do that.
Nah, I'm not doing it anymore.
Come on, man. Let's do that together.
What?
No, just to give back. I'd love that. I think that'd be fantastic. I'd be all on board with that.
My idea of giving back at this point is just buying bus tickets for homeless people back out to California.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd be down with that, too.
Yeah.
Can I get
back.
You on a Greyhound? I will send you to San Francisco, sunny California.
I can't afford a train ride, but I get you a Greyhound.
Yeah, I get you that bus ticket, baby.
Did anybody see the camp that, like, caught fire underneath one of the bridges?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That
Wait, what?
Was, yeah.
What are we talking about?
No, there's a homeless camp.
Yeah.
Caught fire underneath 620? No.
It was off of 35 somewhere.
Yeah, but it...
Where?
Ben White?
Ben... Okay.
Ben White
yeah,
Boulevard
damaged
35?
Damaged the bridge above.
Yeah, fucked up the
what?
Road.
What? It was bad. It was bad.
How big of a camp can it be if you...
Hey,
if
man,
tents, fire?
Tents go up, dude.
Yeah.
Tents go up, and if your fucking sleeping bags are in there
if
and
you're
sleeping
that
bags
big
go up
of
too,
a camp that you cause damage to a fucking bridge...
Well, it depends on how long it's burning before somebody gets out there.
But remember, this is Austin, and it was.
Yeah.
It's legal. They can camp wherever.
Have
the
you
hell
seen
they
the
want.
Camp that's underneath Breaker right now?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man.
I have not.
You know, I was telling Amber when we went down to the Domain, we went underneath Breaker and took Breaker over to go to the Domain.
I haven't been down that way in forever.
Yeah, it's been years.
Oh, it's been years since I've been down that way.
And I was told Amber, I was like, man, you remember? I don't remember when I first moved to Austin.
I don't remember anybody living under there.
Nobody.
You?
Did.
No.
No.
I mean, back in the day, no one lived under that.
No.
Nope. Back when I first moved here in 09 to probably actually 2012, 2013, homeless people were downtown.
Yeah.
They were under that bridge.
That's all you saw them was downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sixth Street, all that bullshit. That's where you. It was downtown.
Yeah. Now, I'm all about helping the homeless. I really am. I mean, Habitat for Humanity, if we can get that, you know, build some houses and put people in it. Here's the thing, though. Like, you got to be willing to try and become unhomeless.
Yeah.
If that's just where you're at and that's how you want to live your life, then...
The
Stop asking
is,
me for money and I'm not doing it.
They can't even afford a mobile home. Jesus, I've looked at buying a house instead of renting an apartment. Yeah. That's not happening here.
Did you see what Austin is trying to do? The city of Austin?
No. What?
So, you know the Holiday Inn that's over there off of 620? Used to be the Holiday Inn.
Oh, Lord.
620.
Right in front of Frida's?
Okay.
Behind the bank. It's a Candlewood now? There it was. Well, used to. It was a Holiday Inn because that's the hotel that they always used to put me in when I came here for classes. So the city of Austin purchased that and was going to put the homeless people in it and use it as a rehab center /
shelter.
Temporary shelter for homeless people.
Get the fuck out of here.
Williamson County said... Before you buy that and try that shit, y'all need to just kind of pump the brakes a little bit and let's see what's going on.
Where is that state? Because you're right at the border at that point.
It's Williamson County, but it is technically Austin city limits.
It's Travis?
Nope, it's Williamson County. And Wilco said, no, here's a lawsuit. You can go fuck off. And now there's a small business that hopped on that too, and they're suing it. But see, that's the shit that I'm talking about. Like, here's the thing, is Adler and, well, politicians just in general, you've allowed this homeless population to do with this, what's going on, right? You've allowed it to get to this point. You've passed.
Who's Adler?
He's the mayor of Austin.
Austin? Okay.
He's
okay.
Austin's mayor. So he's allowed all this shit to happen and all this stuff to transpire and get to this point. And then instead of trying to do something within Austin, like downtown, where the problem actually resides, you go, hey, let me try and buy a business that's in Cedar Park, essentially. Yeah, you have an Austin area. It's within Austin city limits, but I mean, Austin, that's another thing too, because Austin's not, that's not Austin. That's Cedar Park.
Right.
I mean, you could argue that all day long.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Travis is like, no, well, Travis County has to have the lake because it's Lake Travis and blah, blah, blah. That's another fucking thing that's all kind of fucked up because, I mean, here's the deal. If you get pulled over in Jonestown, Lago Vista, any of those places, that's Travis County. You get pulled over by the sheriff, by County Mountie, he's not taking you to jail unless you're really fucked up or done something really stupid, because he has to drive all the way to Austin.
True.
From freaking, that's an hour and a half, 2 hour drive. Like, no, that's completely ridiculous, and nobody, no. That's why they probably get very few arrests from there.
I'm not sure that, I don't know.
But you can't.
I'm torn on this. I don't think homelessness needs to be a local issue.
Homelessness should be, here's the thing. In my personal,
you know what I'm saying?
Humble opinion, here's what I'm going to tell you as a Marine. There's plenty of fucking empty barracks on base.
I'll give you that.
There's plenty of buildings.
I have zero problem.
Plenty
with that.
Of work to be done. Plenty of shit to get taken care of.
Zero problem with that.
On the base. Here's the other thing that I'll also tell you. As long as we're sending billions, and I'm talking about literal billions of fucking dollars, to other nations for whatever fucking reason. We all know at this point, if you're an adult, we all understand it's money laundering at this point. That's all you're trying to do. You're cleaning money. You're sending shit somewhere and you're getting clean money back from another fucking government. That's really all you're doing. But listen, as long as
and
you're
I'm
sending
done with that too.
As long as you're sending billions of dollars someplace else, don't whine at me about humanity. You're not trying to take care of the homeless people here. You're not trying to take care of the freaking, you know, the kids that are starving. Adoption's got so much red tape that it's cheaper for a family to actually fly to China to adopt a child. Like it's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. Did my dog break some shit?
No. Oh, cheap as fuck. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, no.
$2 part.
Well, yeah, but, you know, that's...
Don't care.
Also, why she doesn't need to be all up in the wires and shit.
I agree, but she's fine. She's beautiful. Come on.
Well, she is a beautiful dog.
Fat she really ass. Is.
She's a fat ass.
She ain't fat. She's not thin.
I need to walk her more.
No, you just need to throw that damn green thing a bit more.
Oh, I'll throw all the things for her. She's got a blue ball around here somewhere that is like her favorite toy on the planet.
I don't know, man. I'm on the fence with that homeless shit. I don't know. There's so many different ways you can go with stuff.
Yeah.
I was kind of a fan of the Bernie Sanders idea, but I'm like, fuck, man, you're... If you really look into what Bernie was talking about, it's interesting. It was a tax on a per transaction basis of the stock market.
Yeah, but we keep sending billions of dollars
elsewhere.
Here's
the thing. But here's the thing. The people who are making the transactions on the stock market don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah.
And your people like me or you or somebody that's at that level where we're making transactions on the stock market, his tax is going to freaking kick us in the freaking, you know, the you-know-whats. And the people who are making the transactions that are actually, like, legitimate, they don't give a shit. And they're not going to, but they're not going to pay that tax. They're going to make Bernie go, never mind. It's kind of like fucking old Biden. Oh, I got a plan. You ain't got no fucking plan. Motherfucker, you can't even walk up a flight of fucking steps.
Your plan is to bomb Syria?
Well, that was stupid.
What the fuck are we doing?
Yeah, not
what?
Getting.
I
we're
mean,
getting
what
into
the
another
fuck
war.
Are we doing?
We're about to be in another fucking war.
That's what I'm like, dude.
Jesus
what the
fuck?
How in the fuck is that even possible? I that makes no sense to me.
I mean, I can
get out of all of these countries is all I'm saying. Get out of all of them.
Hey man, you can take the homeless and just pump them over there. I mean, they got plenty
you
of
go.
Cinder block
Absolutely.
Fucking houses.
Here you go. Here, I'll give you all these people. Good luck. Hope that works out for you.
It might work out. You might end up with a warlord or two out of some of our homeless. I'm just saying. I mean, you might end up with a dude that's a savant with
some
fucking
figure
shit.
Figure some shit out. I'm going to come at you in a different way.
Instead of standing on this street corner over here with this sign that says I'm homeless and hungry, Y'all gave me a gun and some bullets.
I'm going to go take care of some business.
I'm going to go get me some food.
How do we get out of all of these wars?
You just pull back. Dude, here's the thing, is the United States is already completely fucked off, like, so many of these areas as far as their balance goes. I mean, the whole reason that Saddam Hussein was in power was because...
we put him there.
Yeah, but he was the most vicious wolf in that fucking area. What happened when we pulled him out? Everybody lost their fucking mind. There's no order. He was the teacher that kept everybody in fucking order with his fucking ruler, or the freaking sister that was walking around smacking fucking hands. I don't necessarily agree with how he did things, but here's the thing, is you can't look at that with a U.S. upbringing and try and make any type of interjection in that. And if there's any feminists that listen to this podcast, it's just like when a guy is trying to mansplain to you. Don't go over there and tell that man how to rule his fucking country, because it's a country of fucking heathens. It is what it is. I'm sorry. Been there, interacted with them, freaking dealt with it, and fought wars there. Are all people over there horrible? Fuck no. That's just a stupid idea to even have.
That's the dumbest idea ever.
You shouldn't even have that freaking type of freaking... If that is your initial thought when we go to war with a country, is everybody in that country is bad, you're fucking stupid.
Look, man, there's a cycle.
There's great people everywhere.
There's a cycle going on here where we
interject. It's the cycle of war. It's the war machine.
It's the fucking war machine. It's the military-industrial complex.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, I'm here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Dwight D. Eisenhower actually said this.
Don't get caught in the freaking...
Don't get caught up
with
the military-industrial complex, because that's going to end things.
Yes. And that's where we've been.
Right where we're at.
Since what? George Sr.?
George Sr. Yes. Yeah. George Sr. No! Reagan! Iran-Contra!
Well, Reagan
Iran-Contra.
He was called... That was Cold War.
That's Iran-Contra. I don't give a fuck. That was Iran-Contra, bro. Barry Seal. Iran-Contra.
Okay. I mean,
that's...
I'm not going to argue with...
That's the military complex.
I'm not going to argue with you, but I mean...
But things were... different. That we were
with Reagan, we weren't
economy.
we weren't at war with Reagan.
No,
we were in strategic war
with Iran.
Yeah,
and the Sandinistas. What the fuck was it? Was that Honduras? I want to say it was Honduras.
You had some conflicts that happened under Reagan.
It's
because you had
the Iran Contra scandal was... That's what...
Well, yeah.
That
but
was
you also
start
had
of,
had fuck. Guadalcanal.
Yes, Guadalcanal.
That was under Reagan.
Yep.
But I mean, I say that's a conflict. I mean, that was a pretty nasty fucking war, but
Honduras
it just didn't
too,
last.
Though.
No, Honduras was nasty.
Clint Eastwood movie over that.
Hamburger Hill?
No.
That was Vietnam. Or is that Korea?
I think that was Korea. Oh, it was still a Clint Eastwood movie.
Yeah, either way. Clint Eastwood made a lot of good movies.
Fuck it, yes. We're going to have to take an ad copy break, bro. All
right.
Well, I can figure out my computer, but you got to figure out this goddamn thing. Do I hit play button?
You hit the pause button.
There is no pause button.
Then hit the play button and make it flash.
Welcome back from Ad Copy.
And Wally's Fencing Outdoor.
Wally's Fencing Outdoor is outstanding. Where did he move to?
Florence. But he still services the greater Austin area.
Oh, I thought it was Andice.
Other side of Andice. Although we are going to have to make a trip to Andice.
Why?
Supposedly they have the best hamburger in the area.
Really?
So I want to go put that to the test.
I'd like to be a part of that.
It's Andice's General Market.
I have a coworker that lives in Andice, and he swears the reason
I've been there. I know where that's at.
He swears the reason it's called And Ice is because that was the sign on the convenience store was And Ice. So the town got named And Ice.
Well, it's Texas. I wouldn't put it past anything.
Yep.
Has he been to the general store and had the burger?
I've been there. I've had that. I don't remember. It was, Jesus Christ, 10 years ago. 10 years ago.
Probably longer than that.
It might actually.
Nix is moaning like you're full of shit. But, you know.
I think there's only one place to stop at Andice because it's such a small.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing that's in Andice.
One thing there.
Yeah. And it's always packed every time I've driven by it, which is once.
Why the fuck are you driving by Andice?
Going out to fucking Wally's.
Oh, my God. I am not driving all the way out there, dude.
Yeah, man. Gotta do it once.
Once.
Are they renting or buying?
They bought.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they bought land and the house and everything.
No shit.
Yeah.
Good for them.
It's only like, you know, I don't know.
So.
82 miles away?
It's
an hour and a half?
No, from my house to his, from my front door to his front door is literally 27 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah. I don't believe that at all.
Yeah, it's only like a 30-minute drive.
I don't believe that at all. I blame Joe Rogan for this. All these pukes coming in from California. Jacking
fucking
rates up. Own,
yeah.
I'm done with it.
So, my wife bought me a badass. That's actually my anniversary gift.
The knives?
The knives are the anniversary
gift. Dude, those knives are no bullshit.
So the Cooking Guild, since we're doing ad copy and giving away free shit.
Oh, okay. Ad copy. You know what? The Cooking Guild, dude, when I get home tonight, I will be looking that up, and I might buy some myself.
They're legit. Now, they're not cheap. I think those three knives were $200.
Oh, at least.
But they're probably worth every bit of $600.
I don't need all three. The one that I told you is the Sioux knife.
Chef knife?
Dude,
yep. The
that's
chef knife
all you
is
need.
The badass.
Kind of all you need.
The chef knife is legit.
That
don't
will take care of everything you need.
But they have a paring knife, a chef's knife. They got the big chomper.
Your big chomper, I can see that for proteins. I don't see any other reason for that.
No, man.
It's proteins.
I would use that knife for slicing tomatoes. Like, honestly, I really would.
What, the big one?
Yeah.
Nah.
It's sharp enough. It's got
I would lose a finger.
It's not about sharp enough. It's about all of those are sharp enough. It's about weight
that is,
in the hand.
That is very
and
true.
How
all
you.
Very sharp enough.
How you cut.
Yeah.
Right. So that big one.
I like the point on the big one. So that way, you know, like things that I need to put the point through, onions, things of that nature. I don't necessarily want to use a chef knife for that because I need to cut through with something that has a point at
the end.
Well,
let's get into that. How do you cut onions?
Like everybody else cuts onions, I would assume.
Oh, I don't
know
about that.
Do you slice them, dice them, mince them?
Usually I mince them. Because usually when I'm cutting onions, for the most part, the things that I'm putting onions in is going to be stuff like chili.
Yeah.
So I mince them.
So I use my chef knife, and I can take care of an onion in 2 minutes.
Yeah, 45 seconds?
No.
Oh, you think you're that good? Is your onion technique... Tell me what your onion technique is.
Wap,
wap. Oh, okay. He's down.
So yeah, I go... this way, this way, this way, and then slice, 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 and then slice, slice, slice again.
Nah.
When I mince onions, they are tiny pieces that will caramelize quickly and disappear into
they
your
will
food.
Also make you cry like a motherfucker.
Let's yes. be honest, though. I mean, when I really want to mince onions, I go whack. Food processor.
Oh, I
really?
I don't have that luxury. I don't have
really?
One of those.
Yeah, no mean, shit.
Dude, if I literally need to mince something that I need cut down to that small of a level.
What are you using?
Ninja.
Really?
Yeah, it's a little handheld Ninja, dude. It's got like the attachment. You have the food processor on the end
of
it.
Woman, you need to get on this, bro. Yeah. I had to mince onions last time, and I was crying like a bitch.
You were crying like yourself.
Oh, my God. It was a sob story, bruh. It was a sob story.
And there's also a reason I don't do minced garlic, because I don't want to have to deal with it. Instead,
you
I
just
bought
put it
this
in the press.
Thank you. I have the handy-dandy stainless steel press that I've had for about 5 years, probably 10.
Oh, that press is fantastic.
It is amazing.
And honestly,
it's
when
fantastic.
It comes to garlic, though, just you get the skin off of it, put a knife on the top of it, hit it. Call it a day.
I don't want to bite into. I don't want to bite into big chunks, so I just throw it through the garlic press.
Oh, man, how else are you going to get fucking vampires to leave you fucking alone?
Oh, trust
just
me.
Just saying, vampires are going to fuck with you.
You put 3 or 4 cloves of garlic in anything, whether it be through the garlic press or not, and it's still going to be awesome.
No, that's true. No, we...
What's
I love
it called? A ninja?
Yeah, man. God, that ain't nothing new. Ninjas have been out there.
Yeah.
But then, when I started getting into the whole deal where with me and Amber, not necessarily chili cook-offs or anything, but... just getting into perfecting my chili, like literally taking that shit to a whole new level. Take my own peppers, dry them out.
Hey. Let's start from the beginning. What's in the chili?
No.
All of it. Come on.
No.
You've seen
what
the
do you mean? Come
you've
on,
seen
bro.
The dried peppers over there before?
I mean, I'll tell you straight up. So, do you want... like the actual meat. So the meat, I usually get like y'all's the HEB thick cut chili meat, which is a 80-20 chuck.
Yep.
And then I get
call it that
ground sirloin. Really? And then I'll also do ground pork. So I'll actually get the spicy Italian sausage.
Okay.
Then I put all of those in there. And then from there, I'll make my own chili powder, which is...
You make your own chili powder?
Well, yeah.
Jesus, what are we doing? Come on, give me the chilies.
So you have...
Serrano?
Cascabels.
Say that again?
Cascabels.
No clue what that is.
So it's actually Spanish for little bell. But it's a dried... I can't remember that. It's not a tomatillo, I don't think.
But it's not a scotch bonnet.
No. They're not that hot. So you get a dry poblano, which is...
poblanos are good.
They are. But you have the dry poblanos, and I can't remember what they're called off the top of my head. You get the dried jalapenos, which is chipotles.
Yep.
The cascabels, I don't remember what they are when they're ripe.
It's the red ones.
And then I'll put guajillos in there as well. But you take them, I leave the seeds in the chipotles, in the jalapenos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I leave the seeds in those, and the rest of my de-seed, and put that in. So I'll take...
It's all dried.
Yeah, these are all dried peppers.
Yeah.
And then I'll take the actual...
Cumin
seeds, and I'll actually roast those with the peppers, get them all nice and warm, and once you start to get the aroma basically off the cumin seeds, and then it all goes into the big blender. I add a few other things, turn it into dust.
Nice.
And then from the dust, it goes into the chili. And then with the chili, you know, you get some more salt, some more pepper, of course paprika. I like the hot Hungarian paprika.
I know nothing of this.
What the fuck, man?
I have known nothing of this. I'm a dumbass. I don't know what to tell you.
That hot Hungarian paprika is the shit.
Where the fuck are you buying this? You're not buying this at H-E-B.
H-E-B.
He don't cook.
Fuck off.
He don't cook. I cook.
Everything that goes into my chili I can buy from H-E-B except for the peppers.
Really? Where do you have to go for those?
I either have to get them...
Central Market, maybe.
From Central Market, Farmer's Market, grow them myself, which I plan on doing this year. I'm going to start growing all my peppers this year. The problem is I like to grow some of the hotter peppers, like a Scotch bonnet or a habanero. And you have to be really careful with your peppers because they will cross-pollinate.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. So
I did not know that.
You could possibly get a jalapeno.
That's really? Yeah.
That will set your fucking world on fire.
Remember getting, what were the ones we got? The ones we used for the mac and cheese.
So that was a habanero.
No. They only come out one time a year.
A hatch.
Hatch.
Oh, the hatch green chilies?
Oh, hatch. I love hatch.
Hatches are fucking awesome, though.
I love hatch green chilies.
Yeah. One year we roasted a whole bunch of them on the grill outside just to roast them up. And I go about trying to chop them up to freeze them because I just wanted them chopped up and frozen because that's the purpose we were using them for. Oh, apparently there's different levels of heat. So I'm chopping one of these things up and it was like fire in the kitchen. Like, holy hell balls. This thing, I'm like, yeah, we're going to put some of that in this bowl, some of that in this bowl because that one's hot. I don't know what happened here, but that one was hot.
And here's what I will tell everybody. Public service announcement. If you're cutting chilies for anything, wear rubber gloves. Do yourself
a never
favor.
Done that.
Do yourself a favor. Go to Home Depot or Lowe's. Go to their paint
or
department.
Or HEB and just take what they give you.
No, what I'm saying is go to the paint department, get you the box, 1,000 count. It's like $4 of rubber gloves, the little surgical gloves, whatever it is. Get those.
Yeah. It's
definitely worth it.
The best dish that we make is green chili mac and cheese.
Yep.
That's a damn good one.
Yep.
Hatch green chilies.
I'm about to make a lemon chicken pasta tonight.
And four different types of cheese.
And it's not a bechamel sauce like you would expect for a mac and cheese.
It's a
sherry sauce. And it actually comes out amazing.
Like alcohol sherry. So you take sherry and you boil it down.
Oh, you're not taking the bitch named Sherry.
No. You boil it down. Come on, Brett.
Yeah, you have to boil it down. Fantastic. You put all the different cheeses in. We got a recipe from a friend, and it's amazing. It is one of the best things ever. And when you're first making it, you're going, this is not looking like what I got.
It comes together.
It does. Like, this is...
It's not the cheapest meal we've ever made.
No.
Thing costs us like $20 in cheese.
Yeah. Because you've got four different kinds of cheeses that you don't normally. I mean, sure, you're going to have your Colby Jack or your
mozzarella.
Mozzarella, and there was another one, but there's like a
it
smoked
was
Gouda.
It was.
See, I use Gouda for my hamburgers.
Gouda?
Really?
Yeah, man.
This one's a smoked Gouda. It was two of the cheeses
the
that we didn't normally
have. Doesn't use Gouda
have.
For a hamburger.
Oh, the chick that likes Colby Jack and cheddar.
To put Gouda on a burger, and you'll be done with Colby Jack and cheddar.
I'm right behind you right now.
I'm not fucking around. Like
I am right behind you right now.
I'll put Gouda on my burgers.
I'd try that.
You come over to my house. You can actually get Gouda sliced from fucking HEB in the squares.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll get that shit all day long, and I'll throw that motherfucker straight on top of my burger.
What's your burger?
Oh, man. You know, honestly, I can make a damn good burger. And I...
Have you had the brisket steak burger?
I've had my brisket burger, and I've had HEB's brisket burger. Mine's usually better because it is what it is.
Because you've got an ego.
Well, no,
whatever.
It's not because I have an ego. It's
because you have an ego.
I sliced the brisket. I sliced the brisket. I cut off what I wanted off the brisket to make burgers later. It's not what HEB fucking gutted a brisket. And then tried to sell me this, like, dickles cut out. Like, you cut the deckle, the deckle fat. But regardless.
They don't cut the deckle fat.
There's one of them. Deckle's out.
Not supposedly.
Even at your HEB.
I've
seen this fucking sticker.
Bitch, I'm telling you.
You should spend more time at your job than I spend at your job.
I promise you I'm better at this than you.
Well, you might be.
He does spend too much time at his job.
I spend a lot of time looking at their briskets. And I have seen their extra trimmed or super trimmed briskets, which are completely fucking just like, it's not even a brisket.
Never buy a trimmed brisket. Never.
No.
Never. Ever.
No. What am I supposed to get the fucking fat to go under my fucking burgers?
What are you doing? If you're buying a trimmed brisket, you don't know how to brisket.
Sorry. And the people trimming that brisket, 9 times out of 10, don't know how to trim the brisket anyway.
Don't buy a trim brisket. That's retarded.
No.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Y'all sell them.
I'll sell them because people are stupid. I will tell you.
You know what's really pissed me off? You remember when me and you were having conversations and I was aggravated at the fact that I couldn't find a fucking tri-tip in Texas at all. HEB all of a sudden has tri-tips out the fucking wazoo, and they want to charge fucking $40 for these sons of bitches. Yeah. It is a $5 cut of fucking meat.
Tri-tip is worthless.
Oh, it's so good.
It is one of the worst cuts of meat you can eat.
It's right
there with a shoulder roast.
You need me to fucking make you a tri-tip.
Who the fuck wants to buy a shoulder roast?
Let me make you that
tri-tip.
Who
wants that giant cut of fucking gristle right down the thing of it?
Let me make
tri-tips
you a tri-tip.
Tri-tips are worthless.
Let me make you
no,
one.
No, you're a California guy.
No,
coming
I am
into
from,
Texas.
I am
that
from
wants
Texas.
To bring in a tri-tip.
I'm from Texas.
No, you're a California guy.
When the fuck did I become a California
because
guy?
Because you want a tri-tip.
Oh, tri-tip is good.
Tri-tip's worthless.
Tri-tip is
it's
good.
It's a worthless cut of meat.
Tri-tip is
it's
good.
Right up there with brisket. Who the fuck wants to eat that shit?
What are you, a Texas guy coming into California?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, shut the fuck up.
Dude.
One, I'm not a California guy.
Tri-tips are worthless.
Tri-tip is good.
Tri-tip's disgusting.
Brisket is fucking awesome.
Brisket is awesome. If it's
done
like right,
worst cut of meat.
T-bones are the shit.
Dude, brisket is awesome.
HEB just now finally got on the fucking picanha train.
My ass. Ever since I started working there, they've been doing picanhas.
Picanha is the fucking second best cut of meat that you can get.
You might need to talk to a doctor because you are fucking retarded.
Really?
And this is why he should not have that second one.
Oh, yeah. He's getting all mouthy
dude,
right now.
Yep. Are you kidding?
But he's getting scared of that.
A picanha is a big fat cap. That's all it is. What you're looking for in a picanha is a fat cap. That's retarded.
What the fuck do you think's on a ribeye?
I hate ribeyes. I have no interest in ribeyes whatsoever.
Now we know.
No interest in ribeyes whatsoever.
Now we know who we're talking to about food.
That's fine.
And now we know.
I'll take that.
You want me to make you some chicken?
No, fucking you.
Do you want
part of a ribeye. Now, listen, you can convince me on a picanha.
Do you want just some sirloin?
Do you know what a picanha is?
Yeah, I know what a picanha is.
What do you think it is?
It's a great fucking cut of meat is really what it is. I mean, what are you fucking asking me?
What part of the meat do you think it is?
What part is it? Well, where on the cow does a picanha come from?
Yes.
I have no idea.
It's a sirloin. So essentially, what you're getting is a sirloin with a giant meat cap. So I will give you this.
So you hate sirloin.
I will eat a picanha before I will eat a tri-tip.
No.
A picanha is a better cut of meat.
I love both of them.
Tri-tip's a fucking piece of shit, and I'm not eating it.
Doug, I could give you a fucking tri-tip right now. You would retract all those statements, but you don't fucking eat. You apparently don't have any taste buds. And you definitely don't eat any of my cooking whatsoever.
Well, that's a true statement, but whatever.
But his cooking is good.
I cooked last night, bro.
I'm not saying that your cooking's bad. I'm just saying
you
maybe...
You cooked last night.
Oh. Bitch, I helped.
Oh, now he's sous chef.
Oh, now... Yes, I'm sous chef for sure.
So did you cook or did you not?
He brought home the meat that I put into the crock pot, and then I took out of the crock pot, sliced up,
and
made the pasta.
I took care of garbage. I took care of...
That's not cooking.
Thank you.
I took care of garbage. I took care of coffee. I took care of buying shit.
Why are you drinking coffee at 10 o'clock at night?
We don't. I have a coffee maker, so when I wake up in the morning, it's on.
Speaking of early mornings, I gotta get up at 7:30.
Why?
Well, actually, I gotta get up at 6:30 so I can be awake and coherent at 7:30.
Do you have?
Yeah, welcome to my world.
Shit.
I have shit.
Yep. Welcome to my world. That's an everyday occurrence.
Well, we're done.
Yep.
Oh, is he drunk?
Yes.
Pretty close.
In other words, yes.
Drinks with Wink.
Right. Drinks with Wink is what it is.
We pass go.
We're good at passing go. It's all I have to say.
Picanha is the shit. And
I will challenge you this.
We got to get a Guga. We got to get Guga. We got to get Guga to come over to the house. Guga does the picanha. I'll do the ribeye.
I'm not eating a ribeye, but I will eat the picanha. I want to try a picanha. I've never had a picanha. It's better than a ribeye, to my opinion, but we'll see.
Yeah, you still don't even like a tri-tip.
I'm not.
Which is also,
I'm not eating a
which
tri-tip.
Which is also retarded.
A tri-tip's so fatty. Who the fuck wants all that fat?
You don't get the fatty one, you fuck nut.
I'm telling you, I know how to cut them. It's a lot of fat. I don't want any part of that.
No, every time I get one from y'all, I have to go trim it because y'all don't know how to cut it.
That's a true statement. I'm not saying no to that. All I'm saying is I don't want any part of it.
But all right, we got to go. We got to go.
We got to go. I'm trying as we speak.
No, just hit the pause button or stop button. Oh, my.